Duffy's Beer presents the morning show on Trib Live Radio featuring Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and Tim Benz. 294 Curry Hollow Road, 412-653-BEER. See all of our weekly specials at duffysbeer.com.
We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
The Trib Live Radio Triple Threat. Ken Laird, Guy Junker, and now Tim Benz right here on Trib Live Radio.
Hot snow's been pretty cold in baseball, although a couple of significant trades have happened. Let's get a little Bucco talk in here as we continue on the Duffy's Beer Trib Live Radio Hour with Ken Laird, Tim Benz, Guy Junker. One trade that's happened with Atlanta has led to some rumors that might include the Pirates guys. The Braves have traded Andrelton Simmons to the Angels. And I don't know much about what they get back in that deal. Two young pitchers and one and a shortstop, Major League shortstop, Eric Ibar, who's in the last year of his contract. But more importantly, it signifies that the Braves are willing to trade all their top guns, and a name that's popped up that they're at least, if not actively shopping, thinking about, listening to offers for, is their first baseman, Freddie Freeman.
That would be great.
The Pirates consider moving some significant prospects to get Freddie Freeman, who is a 26-year-old first baseman in a six-year, $118.5 million contract.
How
right
far
now.
Through it?
Is he
halfway through the three, the six?
That's a good question.
I don't care. Do it.
I'll look it up for you here in a moment. The haul that he would get for a trade or bring back, given the trade that the Boston Red Sox made for a closer, granted a premier closer in Craig Kimbrell, four prospects, including two players that were in the top 100 of at least MLB.com's top prospect list, the 25th overall prospect in baseball, an outfielder, and the number 76, the young shortstop. Four total good players. What would you have to give up in prospect haul or a big league player for Freddie Freeman plus the contract? But if that's the thing you need the most,
what about giving them Melanson?
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know what Atlanta's
the Red Sox assumed $25 million remaining on Kimbrell's contract, so you could give Melanson, who's going to make $10 million in arbitration, and the Braves get their closer hole filled, and they've saved $15 million in the process.
Josh Taylor says year three for Freddie Freeman. He's going to make $12 million this year, so three of six, so four more years left for the first baseman.
Wait, three or four?
This is year three of six coming up in 2016? So he's got a six-year deal.
Okay, so he's got four more remaining.
Yes.
This one and three more.
That's correct.
Okay, so what you do then is if Josh Bell is really as good as people say, then you hold on to Freeman for a year, maybe two, and then you trade him.
Or you trade Josh Bell to Atlanta in the package.
Right.
You no longer need Josh Bell as a part of your future equation. It makes a lot of sense. That contract seems so un-pirate-like. It just seems even ridiculous to discuss.
Yeah.
From Bob Nutting's point of view. However, I'm with you, Tim. This seems like the no-brainer guy you need to plug in, the position you need, the cleanup hitter you need, and a team that's trying to rebuild and ready to sell off.
If you're telling me that the Pirates don't spend because they don't want to spend money on baseball contracts that in their mind don't make sense, this one makes sense because it's cost certainty for a good player.
Yeah.
And it's a hole that you need to have filled.
Could you trade Pedro in addition to get a little salary off? Would they want Pedro for a year?
Well, you could trade Pedro to the American League.
Yeah.
For your prospects that you so greatly covet.
Yeah. You'd probably have to give up Glasnow, right?
Glasnow to the Braves?
Yeah.
What if you give him Pedro and Melanson?
Why would the Braves want two guys on the last year of their deal?
Because they don't want to be responsible for the salary. Why would they give up a good first baseman who they got under cost certainty? Because they don't want to be responsible for the salary.
Well, or that or they're rebuilding, although he's not an old player. He's 26.
Well, maybe you give him, what if you gave him Melanson and Bell? Would you do that?
Yes,
yeah,
I would.
I think I would, too.
Absolutely, I would.
That way they're getting a prospect.
Well, then
they need a closer.
You're giving us all the reasons why they wouldn't trade Freeman, and I agree with those reasons, but if he's on the block, then why is he on the block?
I don't know why he's on the block. Why did they trade Andrelton Simmons? I'm assuming they're in rebuild mode. They've been bad. I don't know.
But you're still making out on the deal.
Who's making out on the deal?
The Braves, financially, they're making out on the deal. You're saving $15 million on your closer, even if it's Pedro, forget Bell, if it's Pedro and Melanson for Freddie Freeman. You're saving $15 million on your closer. You're not responsible for the closer after this year. Everybody just wants a closer for 1 year at a time anyway, right? That's the thinking?
Not
That's the
Red
baseball
Sox.
Theory?
Well, they got 3 years on this guy.
The Red Sox have money to burn. Apparently nobody else has money to burn like that.
Prospects to burn.
You know, they wanted to make their Major League Baseball team better. Good for them. They decided to bring on a guy who's going to make them better. Cost be damned. And they gave away all their prospects to do it.
Here's what the Braves said on the Andrelton Simmons trade. Very tough trade, painful for us. We didn't want to trade Andrelton Simmons, but we felt this was too good to pass up. We're getting so much talent back in this deal that if we didn't make the trade, it would be tough for us to keep going forward with our plans. He went on to discuss the importance of the major leaguer, though, in the swap, saying Eric Ibar was not some kind of prospect, but this was value for value that had really two good prospects on top of the big league return. So I don't know. It's like they're not totally rebuilding, but they're... Maybe they want one major league piece, and then they want a couple good prospects.
If you take Freddie Freeman and you trade him to Pittsburgh for Melanson and Bell, okay, you have now, what's Freeman making, $12 million? So you've only taken on $2 million of salary in that swap, correct?
Yeah, I just don't think the Braves care about salary. Are they that cash-strapped?
And then you dump, you're telling me that he's on the block. I'm just,
yes.
Okay, so if he's on the
block. Because they're looking for prospects.
Okay, so Josh Bell is a prospect.
That's one.
All right.
For an all-star first baseman? The closer
and
the
all-star
Red Sox
closer.
Just got two top 100s. You're not going to get Freddie Freeman for just Melanson and Josh Bell.
Okay, who else you want to throw in there?
You're going to have to throw in one of your ace pitchers, is what I'm saying. This is a Glasnow Josh Bell type of trade.
No, you don't give up Glasnow. Nate Kingham?
Give him the Tommy John guy?
He'll be
back.
Sure.
We have four injured
pitchers.
We've
talked ourselves into thinking Jameson Taillon's going to be back, haven't we?
Well, Tim, I'd love it if they can make the deal. It's just not realistic to think that Kingham, Josh Bell,
Neil Walker?
And taking Melanson. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe Neil plus two prospects. If they took Eric Ibar as their shortstop, they took an old shortstop for him. Something to think about. It just seems like prices
are
so high.
Pedro for a prospect and then spin that prospect as part of the Freddie Freeman deal. Hey, American League Team X, you give us Prospect Y. We give you Pedro Alvarez for Prospect Y. Prospect Y goes to Atlanta.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
With Josh Bell and Melanson. Boom.
Pirates
done.
Have seven guys who have a year left on their contract and supposedly have fielded offers for all of them, including Cervelli.
Wow. Cervelli's an interesting one.
But they've also talked about signing him to a long-term deal, too.
We either love him or we hate him. We're not sure which. No, hey, I'm willing to trade all those guys. But you're saying Glasnow's off the table.
I would take Glasnow off the table.
For Freddie Freeman.
In general, painting with a very broad brush here, the reason they have had the resurgence they've had the last 3 years has been because of their pitching, starting and relieving. The glaring weakness that they've had at times has been the ability to produce enough runs. But I think that trading a guy that could be such a big part of their future pitching-wise for 1/8 of your other guys out there, I would think twice about that in a year that you're losing A.J. Burnett, in a year that you're losing, you know, good chunk of your starting rotation. And in a year after, you've had two or three guys have surgeries that are going to probably keep them from helping you for at least two more years.
Yeah.
What's right down there? Polanco.
Yeah, Taylor's suggesting Polanco.
I think Meadows. There you go.
Yeah, that's better than Glasnow.
Anybody see anything more about why Meadows got sent home from Arizona?
Yeah, he had a personal family issue of some kind.
It said for personal.
Like grandfather. Spent time with my grandfather or something in this tough time. Yeah. Freeman has 5 years left on his deal, actually. He's making next year $21 million, $21, $21, and then $22 million in 2020.
What's McCutcheon got left on his deal?
Oh, my God. There's just no way. This is just so non-pirate-like. But it would be – can you imagine the buzz? Hate to say – like. They'll never do it, but they won't ever do it. But if they did pull it off, Freddie Freeman to the Pirates.
Andrew McCutcheon to the Braves? for Freddie Freeman?
They have the people that could attract him and get him in a trade, but they also is so anti their MO of salvaging the future, and also my worry, if he was 3 years through that deal, I would worry about it less. He's going to play for you the whole next year. Now you're down to 2 years, and if you have to trade him to dump the salary, get that 1 year out of him. Keep that window open till maybe Bell is ready if he's not part of the deal.
But he's only 26.
But 5 years left on that, that's...
But he's 26. Like, you'd love that.
Kutch is $13 million, $14 million, and a 14.5 option. Freddie Freeman at first base for the next 3 years. You move Marte over.
If he needs a loan, Freddie could help him out. You know.
You finally move Marte over to center.
Kutch, you got money troubles? Come on. I'll take care of you. I got this Atlanta Braves money I'm bringing in with me.
Got Josh Bell or Austin Meadows coming. There's your third outfielder.
But we never talked about this either. Did you guys?
You could probably get more back for giving them McCutcheon.
Yeah, but then you're ripping your... You're going to win now, right? This, if you trade for Freeman, it's a win within the McCutcheon window. If you trade McCutcheon, you're back to where you started.
The window.
Yeah. Now you need a three-hitter.
No, you got Marte.
Oh, yeah.
And Freeman could be your cleanup hitter. Or the other way around.
That wasn't good enough last year. Marte, you didn't get the job done for you as the cleanup hitter. I wouldn't trade McCutcheon for Freddie Freeman.
No, I probably wouldn't either, but it was fun to talk about for 8 seconds.
Well,
did you
find
Freeman's stats up in front of either? What's his lifetime batting average?
He's averaged since 2013, 296.
Wow.
So that's over the last couple of years. I'll pull his full list up. I know you got to go, Tim. Tim's going to head over and get some Steelers sound. But I don't know if you guys caught this last week, the Scott Boras drama with Jose Fernandez down in Miami.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
We talked about it a little bit.
Remember the day I was out. Does it affect the Garrett Cole stuff coming up? I mean, because Cole is a Boras rep, and they're trying to keep him out of, you know, telling.
Well, I think Boras is, like I said to Tim last week, I think Boras is way off base for him bitching about them sending a guy to the minors who was in a 1-for-40 slump.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to eliminate Scott Boras from the mix in any way, shape, or form. You got to find a way to deal with him, and I don't think that's the best way to try to deal with him. But he needs to keep his mouth shut about accusing them of, you know, trying to work the system by sending a guy down that's absolutely not performing.
Yeah.
You know, keeping a Chris Bryant in the minor leagues after he homered every other game in spring training, that's one thing, and manipulating the system. It's another when you send a guy down who stinks.
Right. In the case of Fernandez, he's trying to talk about how innings pitched and pitch counts, and it's like the agents getting involved in discussions on how you use my player. And that's a pretty slippery slope when an agent's trying to advise a GM and a manager of how to use the guy, but he's got so much clout. You know, he does carry some weight. Freeman this year, guy, hit .276, 18 homers. .370 on base percentage, though, is pretty darn good.
It's a lot of money for a guy. They have guys making half that with similar stats.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Neil Walker numbers.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know what Neil's OBP was. I don't think it was 370. He had 18 homers. His career high in homers is 23, so he's not a 40 home run guy. He's just a solid 20.
He's not a 30 home run guy.
He's a 300, 285 career hitter, and a 20
home. He plays the position when you are completely
right.
If they start this season with Pedro and Michael Morse as their first baseman, there's no one going to take them seriously about wanting to win. I won't.
Yeah, I think they'll still be good, but in terms of...
I'm not sure. I'm looking for and I'm going to give them the credit for this, you know, or not the credit, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and wait and see what they do because they've been brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I really think they've been fantastic at what they've cobbled together here for 3 years, but I'm, as of right now, predicting a step back next year. I think the Cardinals are going to be healthy. This was the year to overtake them, and they couldn't. The Cubs are going to be better.
I don't know if you saw this Red Sox trade at all, guy. It is kind of fascinating. Like, the Pirates are shopping Melanson, and the San Diego just got a great return on their closer. Now, Craig Kimbrell's better than Melanson, I think most people would say unequivocally, right? He's been one of the best closers in baseball for probably 4 or 5 years. 40-save guy for 5 years in a row or something. But then again, Melanson had 51 this year.
Yeah.
He doesn't throw as hard. Like, Kimbrel's throwing 98. Melanson's getting guys out with 92.
I had a weird dream last night that I was batting in the All-Star game, and as I came up the bat, they changed pitchers and put in Aroldis Chapman. And I'm standing there, and the first pitch Chapman throws is at my head, and I go to the dirt, and that's when I woke up. What a weird dream, though.
That's a nightmare. That's not a dream.
If I'm going to waste dream time, I wish it would have been on, you know, fighting Ronda Rousey. I just thought of that as you were talking about that.
Well, okay, Chapman's still got to be moved, too, but he's only got 1 year left on his deal. Same thing with Melanson. Like, Kimbrel had 3 years left, so it made him a little more appealing. But does it make sense to you that you would trade four prospects for a closer?
No.
That seems like a lot. I mean, like, Huntington has done such a good job of finding bullpen pieces.
I don't know a lot about those prospects. How legit are they? Where did they rank? Unless you're a team that's lost a lot of games. Teams lose games for reasons. The Pirates have this glaring weakness at first base right now. Every team in the major leagues, including Kansas City, has a spot that they think if we just had this, we'd be. And for some teams, that's a closer, so they're going to overpay.
Yeah, it's true. And I know Boston's bullpen was a mess, but it just seems like such a luxury, not a luxury position, because it's important. You do need a good bullpen. The Royals had a good bullpen, but when you're trading four players,
I mean, to me, the way the game is played today, and the beauty of what the Pirates have done is the overall bullpen. To me, is more important than just having that closer.
One guy.
Because just having that closer, you have to get to that. How many guys pitch regularly past the sixth or seventh inning nowadays? You need reliable guys to pitch.
Yeah.
Not the same. If you're getting into the bullpen in the fifth and sixth inning all the time, you're not going to be very good. But you need guys to pitch the seventh and eighth inning to get to that closer. And then I don't think the closer, you can't have guys that are blowing saves regularly, but I don't think it's as difficult a position as you got to get three outs in one inning with nobody on base to start the inning. How many starters would like to have that be their job? Get through the first inning without giving up a run, and you've done your job for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you get to the sixth, like most people feel now, you should have a collective bullpen that's good enough, but you do need three or four good pitchers. And the Royals won the World Series on the strength of a good team bullpen, not just one closer.
And I would rather have a good overall bullpen with a solid closer, like I would consider Melanson, than to have a stinky bullpen and have Aroldis Chapman in there.
Yeah, what did that get the Reds?
Yeah.
Why are they trading?
That's why, because it's a luxury. They need more to get to him.
I agree with you. Now, if Kimbrel's Mariano Rivera and he's closing out the last game of the World Series, I guess I'll be proven wrong. They know what they're doing. Mark B. says, will the Pirates make a trade or sign somebody that will make them better than they were last year? I don't believe they will. Of course, we said that last year when they didn't sign anybody except for losing Russell Martin and replacing him with a catcher we all thought was a downgrade. And what did they do? They got Burnett. They lost Volquez, though. Was it the same story last year? They didn't add anybody new to the organization, and they did get better.
Well, Burnett was new, even though he was an old guy, and keeping Liriano, I think, was like a Christmas present to Pirate fans that they didn't expect for the money that they spent on him. So, I think and Cervelli was a new guy. Or are you just talking pitching?
But just did they get better? Like, when you analyze the roster from 2 years ago to last year, did they really add players in free agency that made them any better? It looked like on paper they got worse. Martin downgraded to Cervelli, Volquez back to A.J. Burnett. And that was pretty much it. They added like Bastardo and kept him. And
yeah, who I always liked. And then they added the former Brewer that got hurt.
Corey Hart.
Corey Hart.
Hot tub. Yeah, but I, you know.
And yet they had their most win. You know, their power numbers were down from – drastically down from being sixth or seventh in home runs 2 years ago to 24th last year, and they won 98 games.
Yeah. Dookie says Atlanta's not looking for a closer. They will want Glasnow and Bell at a minimum and then some. I would still do it, though, in return for Freddie Freeman. Yeah. I don't know. That's... great to talk about, but it's just it seems like it's in fantasy.
You want Glasnow and Bell for 5-6 years together, or do you want Freddie Freeman for 5 years alone? Which, you know, which would be a bigger contributor next year? Freeman which would be a bigger contributor to keep you competitive year in and year out? Those two, I would think.
Yeah, even just Glasno himself, you know, he's just more ceiling on him. If the 1-2 with he and Cole, that's
See, I wonder with Bell, if he doesn't come around and play a better first base. Okay, maybe he's an improvement on Pedro. Who wouldn't be, fielding-wise?
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, do you just say, this isn't going to work either. This is a good young baseball player, a good hitter. We got to put him back to his original outfield position. He's not going to work. He's not going to be a 10-year major league first baseman.
In that case,
are
Polanco
they force-feeding something to him because of their organizational deficiencies that isn't going to work in the long run? And then maybe Bell is a real trade bait, or maybe Polanco is.
Yeah. By the way,
or
Junko,
hey, would you trade Marte? I mean, if Marte,
they got him signed under a nice salary. I don't think they're going to move him.
Yeah, that's, you're right. I'm thinking only in baseball terms, not the financial part of it.
Right. Junko Gung
finishes. Good chunk of outfielders, including if you throw Bell in there and some of even their other top prospects. Yeah. So you think you'd be okay there. If you can get what you really need by trading a Marte, would you do it? But you're right. With that Pirate-friendly contract, that would not be attractive to them.
Chris Bryant, unanimous winner of the Rookie of the Year Award. Not only did Junko Gung not finish first, he didn't finish second. Matt Duffy, Giants third baseman, finishes second in the voting. I think that was maybe the more interesting thing in that vote to me. Jung Ho finished with 4 second-place votes and 16 thirds.
Well, I think what really hurt him, and I don't have a problem, Duffy hit over 300, right? Like 320 did he finish at? I don't have a problem with that voting the way it went and what the cut. You know, it was done at the end of the regular season. Forget what happened in the playoffs. And Bryant didn't play the beginning of the year either, and Gong didn't play a lot at the beginning of the year, but then Gong didn't play the end of the year either. That certainly didn't hurt him. If Gong had played the entire season, I think he'd had a legitimate chance, or even finished the season, he'd had a legitimate chance.
Manager of the Year announced tonight, so we'll see what happens there. Maybe the Mets manager, probably Terry Collins, I would think would.
I would like that. Madden could get a vote.
Yeah.
They're a year earlier than people expected him to be.
Plantar fascia himself.